And it's my pleasure to introduce to you Sue Droughton from Zonta. Good morning, Sue.
Good morning, Rosemary. How are you today?
Very, very well, thank you. And that's all the good. Better for having seen you.
Oh, thank you.
You're going to be telling us what Zonta are up to. Firstly, probably tomorrow, being that it's your beautiful big International Women's Day luncheon.
Yeah. It's our yearly event. Except this year it's not being held on the 8th of March because Sunday, the 8th of March, is actually International Women's Day. Mm-hmm. So we're holding it tomorrow, as we hold it every year. We have approximately 200 people coming along, to have a beautiful lunch and a celebration of all things, that women like to celebrate. You know, as I say, International Women's Day, because that's what it's about.
And Sue, you know, part of the celebration is where women have come from and their contribution to society.
Absolutely.
Over the years, mm-hmm. which is pretty, pretty
oh,
fantastic.
Yeah. And, of course, we turned 100 in November of last year. And the amount of work and the amount of progress that has happened in those past 100 years is just nothing short of amazing. There's still more to be done, but I'm a sort of a great believer with women. We need to educate our daughters and girls. That is our biggest challenge, is to make sure our girls are educated, because if girls are educated, they can do anything. Mm-hmm. They can go on, they can be stay-at-home mums with their children. They can go on and have careers, and they can search for and gain equality if they're educated. That is the biggest thing. So, that's what I love to hear stories of women who have, you know, gone ahead just through education. Unfortunately, in my case, I wasn't able to have that education, but I was a child of the, I was a baby boomer child, and I didn't get the opportunities, because my mother was poor, I didn't get the opportunities that young girls get today. And that's one of the things that Zonta Caboolture does. We advocate so strongly for young girls to be educated.
And Sue, you know, there's bursaries that Zonta give out.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
But not just bursaries for that. You give out bursaries, or you give assistance mm-hmm. to lots of other women.
Yes.
in other different fields.
We work closely with all the schools. We have a program in the schools called Be Brave, and that is there's some martial arts involved in it, but it's mainly, once again, educating girls on how to deal with bullies, on how to recognise a healthy relationship. It's all part of education. Mm. And if a young girl can, if she can recognise an unhealthy relationship, and then if anyone tries to bully her or make her do things that she doesn't want to do, or later in life when she's of dating age, you know, if she can recognise the signs of control and emotional abuse, then, you know, she's able to walk away from it, because she's been educated to do just that. So that is so, so important. Zonta Caboolture, we have the Be Brave program. We award the Banksia Awards every year. Now, and our awards are never about educational excellence. It's about girls who try their hardest to achieve their very best. It's not about somebody receiving straight A's. Our Banksia Awards are an encouragement award. Mm. So that's what we do, and we award those to every high school in our shire. I think we're up to something like 17 high schools. And I know within the next few years we'll be up to 20 or more high schools. So we award these awards. And then we also award the winners of those awards are then given an opportunity to apply for our Women in Technology Award. So that's a bursary, and it's quite a substantial bursary. So they can go on in, you know, after grade 12 or even during grade 12, they can go on and study women in technology. So that's if that's the field that they wish to have it as their career later on. You know, there's thousands of dollars there for these awards. So, you know, that's what we're about. So that's the educational side of things.
Yeah. And that's the good thing, Sue, because the money's raised from your International Women's Day luncheon tomorrow, that enables Zonta to do
absolutely
to do those things.
And then, of course, you know, your listeners will often hear me talking about we do our sausage chisels and we do our gift wrapping and things like that. Well, they're for our local projects that we have, like our breast cushions for the local hospitals. You know, helping the Centre Against Domestic Abuse, hampers, you know, it's all of our money that we raise goes back into our community. So, yeah.
You do a wonderful job, Sue.
Thank you.
I think our listeners have heard probably enough for them to digest this morning.
Yeah.
Because that was a fair bit of information. But it's good to get that little message out there from time to time. So it does remind people what you're up to.
And tomorrow is that celebration.
Yes.
And we have many schools come along. We have tables of students come along and, it'll be a great day tomorrow.
Very good. Sue, enjoy tomorrow.
Thank you.
And, you know, I'm sure, well, it is going to be a wonderful success, but, particularly have a great International Women's Day. And
to all the ladies out there too.
Yeah.